I don't feel like I've walked 2650 plus miles.
A little over 2,000 miles of it.
But I've hiked over 2,100 miles.
2,190 miles.
Over 4,000 miles at this point.
I'm a through hiker now. No longer a through hike attempter.
Trek. This is episode number 16 of our Trail Correspondent series. Holy emotion, Batman. Here we are. At the end. Today's updates come in from two different locations, both the night before our hiker's last day on trail and from the northern terminus itself. As you can imagine, this is a time of very strong feels. Hikers are often torn between two paradoxical feelings. One is a profound accomplishment, excitement, and the joy that comes with reaching the end of a long and exceptionally challenging goal. Simultaneously, there can often be a lingering sense of anxiety, confusion, and uncertainty that awaits the other side of the finish line. We dive into the heart of these emotions in this update. So, buckle up, grab the tissues, and enjoy this ride.
Everyone, this is Sassafras, recording from Abel Campground the night before I'm going to summit Katahdin. And honestly, I just can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I actually made it. I can't believe the time has arrived. I can't believe I've already hiked, 2,180, whatever it is, miles. And I feel like physically I've wanted to be done for 2 months, maybe 3 months, but I'm, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I'm not really sure I'm ready to be done. I'm kind of terrified to go back to off-trail life. There's something about how simple life is out here and how straightforward it is. It's not necessarily easy, but it makes sense in a way that life doesn't make sense off trail to me. I make sense out here. So I'm excited to hike tomorrow. I'm, I guess, a little leery about it. I feel like I've been bargaining with my body for the last 10 days, please, through the 100-mile wilderness, for sure. I've been, please, you just have to make it X more days. Once you make it X more days, you get to rest. And I don't know if anybody else has this experience, but if you've seen the film Hot Shots with Charlie Sheen and John Cryer in it, and there's a part near the end when Charlie Sheen is, flying back from wherever, and he's radioing with John Cryer, who's in, mission control or whatever, and he's like, oh, one of my wings just fell off, and John Cryer's like, oh, you're looking great. Charlie Sheen goes, oh, there goes the other one, and John's like, you're right on target. This is how I feel trying to finish the trail. Everything is falling apart, and everybody who's, rooting for me back home just keeps telling me how amazing I am and how I'm almost done and almost there. And I feel like every day something new breaks on my body and I'm just sitting there. Please just make it. Just hold together one more day. 4 more days. I promise after that you'll get to rest. You'll get to rest. And I'm really excited that now I get to say to my body, please just one more day, and you're not even going to be carrying full pack weight. You just have to go up Katahdin and back down, and then you're done, and you get to rest. And I'm really physically looking forward to that rest. The rest of me doesn't want to be done. The rest of me wishes I could stay out here forever, but my body just won't. And it kind of amazes me that I've convinced it to keep working this long, because it really didn't want to. So I don't know how tomorrow will be. For a while I was worried because it seemed like it was going to storm. Now it's looking like it's just going to be partly cloudy. So I feel like maybe I dodged a bullet on that one. I'm not sure how my body will do getting up there. I suspect adrenaline will carry me to the top and coming back down will be the challenging part. My bestie is coming to meet me and she's going to do the hike with me. And my dad is going to be here waiting for us to get back down. And I don't know. I've thought about that moment so often on trail, and when I've been hiking on trail and I've thought of it, I've often teared up, but I don't know that I'll actually tear up in the moment, you know? I'm going to want to whoop really loudly, and it's going to take a lot to respect Baxter State Park's celebrate quietly dictum, because I whoop when I get to the top of big things or get through a really hard stretch, and it's going to be hard not giving it everything I have up there. Yeah. It feels strange to be recording the second to last one of these from trail. And strange to be in a campground where there's all these people who aren't through hikers and... Weird to be kind of coming back to society at this point. I will say, though, that as physically agonizing as this has been for me, as hard of a physical struggle as it has been, I am so thankful that I stuck it out. I'm still kind of worried that I might have permanent damage to my feet, but I think about when I was struggling really hard in Virginia and that moment when I almost quit. And I think about how many amazing moments I've had on trail and how many amazing people I've met since that moment. And I can't imagine if I had missed all of those things. I've stealth camped in some just absolutely beautiful places where it's just been me and some owls or some loons or a gorgeous sunset, some running water, you know, a giant moss carpet. I wouldn't give those things up for anything. They're my favorite memories from trail, and I didn't start, you know, really making the most of it until I considered quitting. And at that point I thought, well, if I'm only going to hike one more day, let's make today amazing. Let's try to find something to make this feel joyful again. So I started hiking alone a lot more so that I could stealth wherever I wanted to stealth, whenever I wanted to, and stop anywhere and take pictures of more mushrooms. And so many mushrooms, y'all have no idea. No fungus left unphotographed. But that, you know, second half of my hike is my favorite half. The first half for me was my social half. It's where I met a lot of my tramily, and those are people that I'm going to hold dearly, dearly close in my heart for the rest of my life, and I would not give them up for anything either. But the second half was for me, and I'm really thankful to have stuck it out and done that half, and I'm really kind of in awe that I've hiked over 2,100 miles. How does a person do that? I've done it and I don't understand how a person does it. You're just stubborn as shit, I guess. That's for me how I did it. Just really freaking stubborn. But I can't. I hiked from Georgia to Maine. I hate that. People hate driving it, and I hiked it. Admittedly, if it took you 5.5 months to drive it, you'd probably not drive it either, but... I don't even feel like proud is the right word to use to describe it. I feel like the trail helped settle out a lot of the noise in my life and left me with myself. And although that was at times ugly and terrifying and excruciating, it's also left me with a lot of clarity about who I am when there's nobody else around. Who I am when I'm not trying to be certain things to certain people. I had a really good friend before I started the trail who said, "But you're just going to be alone with yourself the whole time." I could not do that. And I told her that was the part I was most looking forward to. And I did look forward to it. And then it was incredibly hard. But I'm not sure there's a better gift to have gotten in this life than to have to spend months alone with yourself, in your head, in your heart, listening to what those things actually say. It's been really funny watching, I call it my hamster wheel mind, watching what my mind does, what it picks at, what it goes nuts over, what it obsesses over, because I can feel the difference between what it does and who I am. It's like meditation, but, you know, 1,000 times stronger. And you do it without having to sit on the cushion because you're just putting one foot in front of the other and living this life. And that's been like the longest walking meditation session I could have imagined. Anyway, I'm rambling. I lost the email that told me what I was supposed to tell you guys, so I'm just kind of babbling at this point. I'm just so very, very thankful to be here and to be going up that mountain tomorrow and to be finishing this leg of the journey. It's a beautiful day to be on trail.
Hey everyone, this is Sassafras. I'm not actually at the top of Katahdin because it was really windy up there and I didn't think this would record well, but I summited today and it feels really surreal. Like, it feels kind of like I'm going to wake up tomorrow and it won't have been real and I'll have to come do it again. But it also feels, I can't believe it's finally done. I don't even know what tomorrow is going to feel like to get up and not hike. And I just feel amazed to have done it. I can't believe the day is finally here. I don't really have words for it. I feel like it's the most amazing thing I've ever done in my life. And I'm so happy I stuck it out and didn't quit when I really thought about quitting. 'Cause the hike that I've had since Virginia has been just incredible, and I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. And I feel so grateful to have met all the people I met out here on trail, and so grateful for all the support I've gotten, and just so freaking proud to be able to say that I am a thru-hiker with Sass.
Hi, 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 what's up, you hooligans? It's your boy, Ivy Tech, coming at you live from the Appalachian Trail, from the base of Mount Katahdin, mofos. Pretty damn surreal, man. I got Katahdin stream in the background. I got a roaring campfire going. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm not sure if I want to get off trail yet, but it does have to come to an end. I've been trying to prepare myself mentally for this day. You know, you hike for 6 months all day, every day. It's like, this is all you know. This is what your life is. Eat, sleep, shit, and walk. That is it. That's all you've been doing for 6 months. So it's like, it's all going to come to an end. How do you make that transition? I don't know, but we'll figure it out. But we still have to scale Mount Katahdin tomorrow. That is the end goal. That's the ultimate goal. That's why we started on Springer Mountain to begin with. I thought about this goddamn mountain since day number one every single day. And we're going to be up on the top of that tomorrow. Pretty damn amazing. I think I'm ready physically. I think I'm ready mentally, emotionally. It's been draining the last couple of weeks, man. Especially when you hit that 2,000 mile marker, that is an emotional moment. And ever since then, it's like your body and your mind are just going through roller coasters every day. The terrain is gnarly, but you're thinking to yourself, man, I don't want to get off trail even though I'm in all this pain. It's crazy, but I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to do this. It's probably going to be raining tomorrow, which is only fitting because it's been pissing on us since Amical in the fall. So what's the difference? We might as well finish in the rain too. I don't really care. It's not about the view from Katahdin for me. It's about seeing that sign and wrapping my arms around it. I've had that sign burned into my goddamn brain for 2 years now, ever since I started planning this hike. And tomorrow I'm going to be able to see it with my own eyes. And I cannot wait, man. I do want to mention something, and that is the wait until people, okay? The wait until people are the people that have been messaging me since day number one in Amicable of the Falls, saying wait until this, wait until that. Meaning, I'd be up on, let's say, Blood Mountain, enjoying an amazing view. Well, someone would say, well, wait until you get to Maine, or wait till you get to the Whites, or wait till you get to Vermont, whatever. My point is, the Appalachian Trail is 2,190 miles. It's not just three states, okay? There's a reason why the trail touches 14 states because they're all special. Even rocky-ass Pennsylvania was gorgeous, in my opinion. There's plenty of beautiful spots along the trail. It's not just the McAfee Knobs. It's not just the Mount Washingtons or the Mount Katahdins. The Appalachian Trail is something special, man. And if you walk this whole goddamn trail, you'll understand. You'll find beauty in every fucking state you go through. Not just Maine. Not just the Whites. Not just Vermont. You know, it's a beautiful fucking thing. I will say that I did come up here to Maine in a great time. It is October 3rd, and the colors are popping. It looks like you're hiking through a big bowl of fruity pebbles. It's pretty damn amazing. Maine is gorgeous, I ain't gonna lie. But tomorrow it's gonna come to an end, man. I will probably bawl my damn eyes out because my emotions are teeter-tottering at the moment. It's gonna be a hard climb from what I hear, but we'll make it, man. One foot in front of the other. That's all we've been doing for the past 2,190 miles, so we'll make it up there. Next time you guys hear from me, we'll be at the end of this journey from the top of Baxter Peak, Mount Katahdin. I cannot wait. We'll holler at you later down the trail. Hi, hi, hi. What's up, you hooligans? It's your boy, B-Tat, coming at you live one more time from the Appalachian Trail. From the northern terminus of Baxter Peak, the top of Mount Katahdin. October 4th, 2018, 6 months to the date I started from Springer Mountain down in Georgia, and I made it. My own damn 2 feet, 2,190 miles. It's a pretty amazing feeling, man. There's a sea of clouds below me. It's beautiful up here. It's fucking beautiful. It's amazing to think that 4 years ago, I was knocking on death's door. Major alcoholic, couldn't get my hands to stop shaking no matter how much I drank. And I decided to take my life back. December 19th, 2013, I went cold turkey and put the bottle down. And I went out and bought a backpack and started hiking around Glacier National Park in Montana. 4 years later, I'm standing at the top of Mount Katahdin after walking 2,190 miles. It just goes to show you, man, the resilience of the human spirit is pretty fucking powerful. If you really want something bad in life, Make it fucking happen. People will doubt you every fucking day, no matter what. That's what your middle finger's for. People told me I would never get sober going cold turkey. Middle finger, I did it. 4 years later, sober. People told me I was crazy and I'd never hiked the Appalachian Trail. 6 months after I started, I'm standing at the end. There's not a single goddamn thing you can't do in this world if you want it bad enough. Goddamn, I love to hike. We'll holler at y'all later down the trail.
Hey guys, it's Fainting Goat. I am descending from Mount Katahdin right now. Tried recording up on the summit, but it was a little too windy up there. So just got back below treeline and I am done. Feels really good to have finished the Appalachian Trail and my Triple Crown. It's definitely been a hard push, but Katahdin was by far the best end-of-trail of any of the three. I was up there on a great day. The sun was out, nice views all around. And now my legs are pretty much jelly from the 44-mile day that I did yesterday to escape the 100-mile mosquito hell. And then, of course, that big climb up Katahdin today. Got about 2 more miles to get down to the park road. Then I'm going to try to hitch to Millinocket, get a celebratory beer, and go home pretty soon. Pretty tired, but every day from here on out is a zero day until the next adventure. I'm going to go back to paying attention where I'm stepping now, give you guys another update in about a week post-trail.
Hi there, guys. This is Floss, checking in on the night before summit. I'm here at Katahdin Streams Campground, Katahdin Base Camp. And a whole lot of things going through my mind, but I'll just detail what happened in the 100-mile wilderness. We managed to make it through in 5 days. Did about 29 yesterday, and I did 33 today. Then luckily when we got up here to the campground, it turned out there was a guy who'd bought 2 nights at one of the lean-tos, but had moseyed on out, and so my hiking buddy Aladdin and I have managed to get a lean-to all to ourselves in the main campground, so that worked out real nice. I've just eaten 3 dinners to make sure I'm not carrying any up the mountain, and probably only gonna carry a couple snacks up, but yeah, it's a really odd feeling. It doesn't really feel like it's gonna end. You know, feels like it's gonna be up another mountain. It's like, well, what's the next 20 miles gonna be, you know? But no, I've been experiencing every sort of emotion that you can probably experience while out here on the trail. It's been I've been really sad at times, especially in the wilderness. We got hit with some really cold weather and a lot of rain, and then there's a lot of frustration that couldn't get the miles that we wanted to, and then add that in with excitement to get to the end, and it slows down and it's sort of like a false start. And I really did feel like there was a lot of exasperation and hopelessness, I think, out in the wilderness a couple times, but it's been this whole journey has been crazy. It feels like I've been doing this for years. I don't even know how I'm going to go back to being like a normal human being in everyday life, but I'm really looking forward to it. My mind's been filled with thoughts of home and what I'm going to cook when I get back home. And since I've been gone, I've got a new apartment, so I'm going to be moving into a new apartment with my girlfriend. It's just going to be totally different to what I expected. And I hadn't mentioned this on the podcast before, but when I started, I was supposed to be back at work October 1st. So a lot of stress going through the whites really hit me coming into this whole thing. Into the hard section, you know, and I really wanted to be doing, I think I needed like 16 miles a day or something to finish on time, and the whites handed it to me real good. And there was definitely times that there were multiple times that I can actually point to in the whites, like when we went into Lincoln for two nights in a row before getting into the whites, I think. But some of the tougher mountains there that I was about to phone it in. I was about to quit, but, you know, here I am right at the base of Katahdin with only 5 hours to go, and I am so glad I didn't. So glad. I think I may have mentioned it before, but I tend to have, or have in the past, tended to talk a lot about cool experiences and big adventures and massive plans, and never really followed through on any of them. I think when I get up there and touch that sign tomorrow, it's really gonna feel like a massive achievement for me. This might be like the biggest thing I've ever achieved in my life. And I'm excited. But it'll be, you know, I was talking about how in the wilderness I was experiencing a lot of negative emotions, but there was good stuff too, you know. There was a shelter that we were chilling at. We had a fire up. And I remember just sitting there and thinking and just having flashbacks to just, you know, ordinary life moments that happen while you're out here. Like rolling into a town with my original trail family, just hanging out, shooting the shit, having some fun, or, you know, hanging out in a shelter for longer than you thought because it's raining out, but you're just sitting there chatting it up with everyone, and life's so simple out here. There's not really much that you need to worry about apart from putting those wet clothes on that got soaked the day before and keeping going. I will miss this. I will miss this a ton. Anyway, that's me, Floss, checking out. See you soon. This is Floss. Completed AT through hiker, checking in from the peak of Katahdin. You can probably hear behind me there's a ton of people. It's a holiday weekend, so timed it just perfection. There's something like 20 to 30 people all messing around here. I don't really know what to think, you know. The last maybe 0.1 stretch, I could feel the tears coming on. I got hit with a burst of adrenaline and started running up the hill. And then I got up here, and I guess there was sort of like an emptiness, like a nothingness, but in like a good way. I just felt very serene. And I was just sort of sitting there listening to people interacting and taking their pictures and watching. And I think it was someone taking a picture of their friend up on the sign, and they were like, "What next?" And I think they meant a pose, but kind of hit me as a much larger, deeper question, you know. What happens next? I've been doing this for so long, it seems like all I've been able to do. Well, not able to do, but it's been it's been a journey. Man, this view is great. But yeah, in the immediate, what's next? Well, I'm going down the A-ball slide. Parents are picking me up at the bottom. And I think I'm getting lobster dinner somewhere in the state of Maine as we drive back down to D.C. So, what a day. What a journey. Coincidentally enough, today is day 160. Finished exactly on the dot. So, but yeah, that's a somewhat pensive stop and start few minutes on how I'm feeling right now. I think serene is probably the best way to put it. This is Floss checking out from Katahdin's Peak. Bye.
Hey there, this is Afternoon Delight, and I'm recording right now from right along a nice, beautiful creek. Just left Timberline Lodge, headed north, and because Steel Toe and I already completed Washington and flipped around, Cascade Locks is actually our ending point for doing the entire trail this year. And that means we have 50 miles right now from Timberline to Cascade Locks, and we did about 15. It's about dinner time, and we just came up with the decision to push through the night and do the next 35 miles and finish in the morning. So, I mean, I think it was a little bit of a 24-hour challenge moment. Also, we're so close. We're just like, you know, we haven't seen our friends in a long time because we flipped around. We kind of just, you know, are ready for this chapter to be finished. It's been a little exhausting, but really amazing at the same time. Lots of different emotions going on. I think, so, you know, this will be technically the night before, so long as we get there tomorrow morning within the 24-hour period, which we should. I'm not a huge fan of night hiking, so a little nervous since we've had a lot of wildlife experiences going on lately with not many people on trail, but super excited to be getting there. It's a little bit surreal. I don't feel like I've walked 50 plus miles, but at the same time I do, it's a little odd. I'm excited overall. I think that's the main emotion I have going on. So next time I talk to you guys, I will be done and excited and emotional and so many feelings. All right, this is Afternoon Delight signing out. Hey guys, this is Afternoon Delight. Last time I checked in, Steel Toe and I were thinking of doing the 24-hour challenge from Timberline to Cascade Locks. And I can report that we successfully did. And we completed 50 miles in 24 hours, hiked during the day, during the night, and finally made it here to Cascade Locks, where our thru hike has ended. We've completed everything, including Washington, and then this is just, after flipping around, this is our final point. And again, it just still feels surreal. I bawled my eyes out the minute we, you know, just walked to the like new terminus that they have in Cascade Locks, in their park. And walking to Bridge of the Gods, I just cried. I was tired, first of all, but also really super proud of myself. And just it just feels so long ago, but also feels like yesterday in the same way that I committed to this and I was actually able to follow through and complete, like, as much as I wanted to complete of the trail. So it's been one hell of a roller coaster. Beautiful, exhausting, really difficult, really magical, like just meeting really awesome, super nice people along the way and making so many friends. I think going back to real life is going to be a bit of a change, but I'm also excited for that too. So this is a good feeling, definitely emotional, but overall just really, really happy. So I'll talk to you guys probably in a few weeks to see where my life's at. Signing out. This is Afternoon Delight. Hey, hey, it's Tunes, and tonight is my last night on the trail before I get off permanently. So, just popping in with a little update and some of my thoughts. I'm really tired. I'm here with Cameron in our tent, and we had a really big day today. But just general update, we're in Northern California now, in the Mount Shasta area, and we're ending here. As I think I briefly explained last episode, had a bit of a, unforeseen circumstances in my hike, flip-flopping all up and down the trail, just because of fires and weather and a bunch of different things. So the last update, I was in Washington hiking north, and Cameron came to join me, and my dad came also. And in the midst of us traveling around together, we got word that my grandpa was really not doing well. And so very suddenly all of us flew back to Arkansas, where I'm from. My grandpa ended up dying. And so, yeah, shit happens and things change. And we did come back to the trail, but at that point it was like, it just didn't make very much sense to go up to Canada and go finish Washington and the North Cascades. So we came back to Northern California, where the weather was nicer, and I had skipped a lot of that section previously. So actually we started in Ashland, Oregon, and started hiking south, and it's been beautiful. It's been amazing. And it's been a very different journey now that I've had somebody with me, Cameron with me, instead of just being by myself. Especially because now doing this part of the trail southbound, there's not really anybody else on the trail that's a thru hiker. Although, funny story, we actually ran into Afternoon Delight and Steel Toe today on the trail, who Afternoon Delight also is a trail correspondent, so that was a really funny coincidence. But anyway, it's been really nice to have Cameron here with me, but it's definitely been a different kind of journey now. And I don't know, I guess at this point I'm just ending my hike at a different place than I, you know, set out to end it. No northern terminus, no Canadian border. But the past few days we've had beautiful views of Mount Shasta. And I don't know, I've heard people say before that Mount Shasta is like a very spiritual place. And I definitely felt that as we were looking at it and walking towards it. And I don't know, to me it feels like a really appropriate place to kind of be my unofficial terminus for my hike. I'm feeling very tired and I'm excited to get into town tomorrow. We're going to go to Dunsmuir, and I don't know what we're going to do after that, but we've decided we're getting off trail. So
Yeah, I don't know. I got really frustrated today. A lot of frustrating things happened today, mostly to Cameron. He's smiling. He doesn't want to talk. But then at the end of the day, I mean, the whole day, it was funny because the whole day, Cameron got frustrated because he left his trekking pole somewhere and we didn't want to go back and get them. And then there was a debacle with some Knorr pasta sides at dinner. And I was like, oh, you know, stay on the bright side. Like, this is our last day on the trail and we want to be grateful and appreciative of it, everything, blah, blah, blah. No need to get crying over spilled milk or whatever. And then in our last like 3 miles of hiking today, it was hot and there were a bunch of gnats and we had been going downhill most of the day, but then suddenly we were going uphill really steep and I got so mad for absolutely no reason, started throwing my trekking poles on the ground, yelling, basically pulling out my hair, eating my words from earlier. So I don't know. I'm in like a flurry of emotions right now. I'm exhausted. I'm still a little bit frustrated, but I don't know. I'm excited about going home and seeing everybody that I haven't seen in a long time and returning to a normal life. But I don't really think that it's like sunk in that this is like it. So I don't know. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. I'm just trying to be, I don't know, trying to calm down and be, I don't know, present and grateful here on my last night on the Pacific Crest Trail, because I know that I will regret it looking back if I'm gonna keep letting the little things bother me. Okay, that's it for me. I will check in again tomorrow. Later. Oh, also, I forgot to add that Cameron and I both got stung by bees today. That's all. Good night. Hey guys, it's Tunes. I am walking southbound on the Pacific Crest Trail for the last day of 2018. And there's no terminus here for me to record from because I'm in Northern California. I'll be ending my hike today at Highway 5, where the trail intersects Highway 5 or Interstate 5, I guess, in Northern California, and then I'll be hitching into Dunsmuir to have one last gluttonous town breakfast, and then I don't know, but this is the end, and so I thought I would just record a little bit of what I'm feeling now as I hike this last short 3 miles or so into town. I don't know, I guess since there's no monument here, you know, marking anything, I did this whole flip-flop hike. I don't know, like, these last few miles, just to me, like, this feels like the terminus. It's just like my, I don't know, the last time that my feet are going to be on this trail and crunching these rocks and pine cones and, not the last time, but the last time for now. So, Cameron is with me, my boyfriend, and, we've been hiking together for the past month or so, and I've loved having him out here with me, but I woke up this morning and I don't know, I just felt like I wanted to end this hike the way that I started it, which is by myself. And he agreed that it would be nice for us to have a little bit of time walking by ourselves on the last day. So he's up ahead of me, and we're going to meet at the highway when we're done. So I don't know. I haven't been by myself in a while, and I'm enjoying it. And I think that one of the things that this trail has taught me is that I really do need that time by myself to kind of recuperate and process things. And I went and sat down by the creek that we were camped next to this morning just to have a little moment of silence with my coffee. And I don't know, I just realized that I needed to walk a little bit by myself again and have that feeling as I end this journey. Yeah, I don't know, there's so many thoughts. I guess, like, about a month and a half ago, I guess I would say. Okay, hold on, there's a junction here. I gotta pay attention for a second. Oh, yep, I'm going this way. Okay. What was I saying? Shoot. Okay, so about a month and a half ago, I had this like panic attack because the way that I had, you know, taken time off over the course of my thru hike and then, you know, skipped up to a certain section and left other certain sections to be completed, like just the way that I had arranged things with my hike and timing, it hit me that I wasn't going to be able to finish this trail unless I went like to superhuman levels of hiking, you know, 30 plus miles every day, and it just like things that would have made it miserable for me. Like I just didn't time manage from the beginning to where I would be able to complete the whole trail. And I was really having to come to terms with that about a month and a half ago when I was in Portland. And I just felt like such a huge failure because, like, I don't know, like, I set out to hike the whole Pacific Crest Trail, you know? And, like, I knew that I could do it. And I felt like such a huge failure because I was having to admit to myself that, like, I was not going to achieve that goal this year, and like that it was no one's fault but my own. Like I had all the best support, all the best weather that you could possibly ask for, and I was, you know, able-bodied. I never got injured, but like it was totally just due to myself that I wasn't going to achieve my goal. And that was honestly one of the first times in my entire life that I've really felt like a failure. And oh man, but like I realized that was one of my goals, and yeah, I wasn't going to be able to complete that. But my other huge goal in coming out here was just to be here, was to spend 5 to 6 months in nature on the PCT, meeting people, experiencing the wilderness, being outside, learning new things, and above all, just trying to live in harmony with nature and myself and other people that I would be connected with. And I mean, like, yeah, there's a little bit of disappointment that I'm not able to say, like, I thru-hiked the PCT this year, but I still feel such a huge sense of accomplishment. Like, I didn't quit. I'm not gonna hike every mile of this trail. In fact, I'm just completing a little over 2,000 miles of it. But, like, fuck, that's still, I don't know. I just think of everything that I've gone through and everything that I've done, and I still feel such a sense of accomplishment, and I'm proud of myself. I didn't quit. Like, I fucking stayed out here, and I'm still out here from March 31st to now. It's September 27th. it's a natural point for me to get off the trail, and I stayed out here, like, and I fucking did the thing. And, like, it's not easy, you know, like, but I definitely achieved that goal, and I'm overwhelmed right now just thinking about, like, I don't know, it's something that's really been standing out as I'm thinking about it this morning, is that this is just such a transformative journey. And I've really seen that as Cameron came out to join me, and, like, you know, we were kind of living the through hiking lifestyle. We did, like, three little sections between towns together, and, like, he had started backpacking before I ever did. He taught me a lot of things when I was first starting out, but then, like, you could see just my experience being out here, like, he was going through some of the struggles and, like, learning some of the little things that I remember learning from the beginning. And this trail just teaches you so much, and a lot of the time you don't even realize that you're, like, gaining this knowledge or wisdom. It's just kind of happening. And I don't know, like, I think back on every part of this trail, and it's like there's so many versions of me and different, you know, experiences that stand out as totally unique and totally transformative in different ways. And I mean, I associate, like, I associate whole months of this trail with, like, certain people or certain places, and that's just always going to be something that I hold on to. Yeah, so I don't know. I always say that if I could go back and do it again, I would do it the same way a million times, but I would also do it a million different ways, because, like, I've just, I had so many different experiences out here. Like, I never really did things any one particular way, and I think from that I learned a lot about myself, and yeah, I'm definitely going to be back, and I do hope to hike the whole trail one day, for sure. This year wasn't my year, but, you know, I'm still out here, and it's been one hell of a ride. So, with that, I'm going to say goodbye to you guys for now and get back to the trail. I've got a couple more miles left to hike and just reflect on my time out here, trying to really be present and honestly grateful for this journey and whatever's ahead of me. All right, till next time. All right, we did it. You can hear the highway behind us. Cam, high five.
Yeah.
Woo! PCT hike complete. It's time for breakfast.
Hey, Backpacker Radio, it's Photon. I'm sitting in the dark outside in Washington, in the freezing cold at Hopkins Lake. The moon's super bright tonight. Lots of stars are out. It's really pretty. It's the night before I'm set to finish this PCT hike. And it's sort of a trippy feeling. We're about 6 miles out, so we'll get there tomorrow morning. Probably late, since we've been sleeping in every day. And, yeah, it's really close. It's been really cool seeing all the southbounders, well, northbounders who are now coming south because they tagged the terminus and are heading back to Hart's Pass. But I and most of my friends are planning to go into Canada, so that's exciting too. So we'll be in Manning Park tomorrow afternoon. So just a little update. My trail family, the Fox family, we went really fast through Oregon, and we made it to PCT days in Cascade Locks. We walked in, so that was awesome. We had a great time. And then after spending some time in Portland, we started hiking from the Bridge of the Gods, and we have now almost completed Washington. We've been taking it really slow in Washington, sleeping in and getting to camp earlier. It's been getting dark earlier, so that's been nice. And it's just so cold, so we want to spend as much time in our tents as we can. Up until the last few days, maybe, I've said that I'm just not ready for this hike to be over. It's been such a great experience, and I wish it wasn't ending so soon, although it's been almost 5 months, so I don't know if that's really soon. But the weather has gotten pretty gnarly lately. It's just much too cold for this California girl, so now I think I'm ready. We got snowed on yesterday as we were going down into Hart's Pass, and that was awesome, really beautiful, but also a soft reminder that it's time to end this thing. I don't know if I could do snow again, so yeah. But I'm still sad that it's about to end. Mostly because I've gotten used to being surrounded by this great group of people. And to not see them all day, every day, is going to be hard. I know that readjusting to quote-unquote normal life or conventional life is going to be hard, and I'm a little nervous about that. Yeah. That's all that's really on my mind. We'll see if I explode at the terminus tomorrow. I've got a feeling there might be some tears. But I'm excited too. I am really excited to be able to say that I did it. So, yeah. Good night. Talk to you tomorrow. So, I'm actually just walking away from the northern terminus at the U.S.-Canada border. There's a big scene going on there, so it's too loud to record. I wish I could say I felt the way I expected to, but I don't think it's really quite hit me yet. But I never quite emote the way I expect to in these kind of situations. It's a little underwhelming that we still have 8.4 more miles to walk to get into Manning Park. I think that might be part of it. Maybe it'll feel more real when I'm there. The terminus was fun. Me and my friends all packed out champagne, and so we drank that, and we took a lot of pictures, like probably took pictures for an hour. Yeah, the thing's done. I'm a thru-hiker now, no longer a thru-hike attempter. I'm feeling super grateful that I lucked out with the timing, with the fires and the weather and all that. I didn't have to skip any sections, so I really did walk Mexico to Canada, aside from some fire closures. And I'm feeling excited to spend the next couple or few days with as many members of the Fox family as we can gather in Vancouver and Seattle, so that'll be great. And sad, because I know that eventually we're going to have to go our separate ways. But ultimately, I don't think the gravity of it has hit me yet. I don't really feel like a huge sense of accomplishment quite yet, but I think it will hit me later. Right now, pretty much the only things on my mind are burritos and California sunshine. So I think it's about time that I head home. It's been good. It's been real. It's been hard. It's been fun. It's been good. And now I have to figure out what comes next, because I have no idea what I'm gonna do. Yeah.
that's it for now. Photon out.
Alrighty, Backpacker Radio. This is the final report from Buns from the trail. It's pretty crazy. I did not have a chance to record last night because the weather was a little wintry, actually. We have been dealing with some rain, and the colors have been very fall-like, but I guess when you get to altitude, fall becomes winter pretty quick. So, yeah, we finished the alternate, and pretty much as soon as we got to Woody Pass, it just started snowing or kind of sleeting, and it was not the most enjoyable experience, although my two hiking partners, Bones Hams and I, have decided that it was one of those moments that almost becomes so miserable and wild that it becomes kind of fun in a way, if that makes sense. And it's definitely secondhand fun now, thinking about that. And I think we're all super glad that we got to experience just some wacky weather and got to go through the elements, but not too intensely before we ended our trip. I think we're all pretty pleased about how and when we're ending it. And I don't know if I could have gone too much longer being in the rain and cold and stuff, at least certainly not without getting some different gear. Gloves, I have realized, may be the most critical piece that I'm missing, just because I feel like when my hands get cold, my whole body kind of follows suit and my mental state starts to go and I get pretty not in a good place. And then as soon as my hands are warm, I kind of will be reinvigorated and in a good mood again, which is kind of crazy. But I have decided that Mom was right. I should have brought gloves for this last section. However, I didn't, and I've dealt with that, but I've learned my lesson. But yeah, it is really, really weird. Just a little bit ago, we saw a sign that said U.S. border, which obviously it's our border and not Canada's as well. No, but anyways, it's just really weird seeing that and like knowing that the end of this journey is right around the corner, less than 2 miles away right now. And it's really bizarre to think about that. I've been out here for 142 days now, and I was out here for 3 months last year, so that's pretty much nearly 8 months out of the last 15 and a half that I've been on the PCT, and it's over 4,000 miles at this point. And it's crazy that this moment is just right around the corner. Like, I'm less than 30 minutes away at this point from the monument, which is, I don't know, like saying that just kind of gave me the willies, and I'm really, really excited about it. But also there's definitely some nervousness surrounding, you know, how I handle kind of the post-trail life. Last year, it was not a good month for me or so. Afterwards, I definitely struggled with kind of post-trail blues and like not really knowing what to do with myself. I watched a lot of TV and just kind of laid around the house. This year, tomorrow, I'm playing in a soccer game in the morning. So going right off the trail to soccer, we'll see if that's a wise decision or not. And then I got another game on Tuesday, which I'm just so ecstatic about. I've really been missing soccer a lot. And I'm so glad that I've been out here. But I think I'm ready for a little dose of real life. I got the Seattle Marathon coming up in November. But yeah, outside of that, it's really, really weird to think that this style of life and is going to be over. Like, I'm going to be sleeping in a bed tonight and be eating a warm meal that's not cooked over a, you know, 2 ounce stove or whatever, and a fuel canister. And my parents are coming to pick myself and Hams up at the border, and I'm definitely excited to see them and their pizza pieces of life that I'm super, super excited to go back to. And then there's just so much about this lifestyle that I'm going to miss so much. Like last night I was kind of just staring at the roof of my tent and watching the drips or raindrops from the trees and just thinking like, man, this is the last time I'll be in my home, that like this tent has become my home. And it's really weird to acknowledge that I may not sleep in my tent for a long time here, you know, until my next adventure, whatever that may be. I've definitely been daydreaming about future adventures. I think there's a lot of really, really good trails besides the main three. And I definitely encourage people to look into those, just because there's so much traffic on these, especially the Appalachian and the PCT, but even I'm sure the Continental Divide is really growing in numbers as of late. But there's just so many other good trails, not only in the US, but in other countries as well. But yeah, it's definitely kind of bittersweet. I'm having some weird kind of butterflies in my stomach, and I'm both very ready for it to be over, but also wish this could kind of go on for a lot longer. I was telling Bones last night that I feel like if it wasn't, or if I had the guarantee that I could dry my stuff out at some point during the day, then I absolutely would stay out here for longer. Like, the rain doesn't bother me so much, but the rain and then like constant rain or staying wet is really kind of an unfortunate situation to be in. But yeah, I'm gonna try to interview these two fools in a little bit, maybe at the monument later.
Hey, it's Rabbit. I am breathing hard because I am 1.3 miles from the northern terminus of the CDT, and it is uphill, and I can't stop myself from pretty much running. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel real at all. I did, or will have done, about almost 27 miles today, and it has gone so fast. The fastest 27 of my life. I think of how long it felt like it took to climb, you know, 4 miles up Katahdin, and how these 27 miles on the CDT have just slipped by. Kind of like this hike has gone so fast. 4.5 months. I mean, it's September 1st and I'm finishing already, and I was able to do all the miles, no flip-flop, no major injuries, nothing that, you know, slowed down or delayed or felt like it, you know, kind of plagued some like my other hikes. And none of that. I can't believe this challenging trail has really gone so well. And I'm so happy. Oh my God. I'm so in love with this trail. I don't want it to be over, but there's such that pull to the goal, to being right there and almost finishing. It does not feel real at all. I will check back in a mile when I'm at the terminus, and I guess see how I feel then.
Hey, it's Rabbit. It is August 31st and I am in Glacier National Park. I am one day away from finishing. I have 26 miles to hike tomorrow, and my CDT hike will be complete. I am having
a crazy surge of emotions. I have been all day and really for the past few days. I think it started to become real when I had to get my glacier permit and tell them exactly where I was going to camp for the next, like my last night's on trail. And standing there and getting that permit, it suddenly hit me like, wow, this is it. And I got super excited and just like this crazy surge of happiness that I will have completed the CDT. And then the other emotions have started to come today. And there's always, at least for me, this inherent sadness in finishing a trail. This is just my favorite place to be, just to be outside and hiking and being in the wilderness and living with what's only on my back. And the thought of going back to regular society has just a bit of sadness for me. And I know I'll miss all the people. Just the community out here is so amazing. Everyone I've met, a little piece of me falls in love with them. And it hurts to leave. It's like breaking up with someone, but it's breaking up with the trail and having to leave it and, you know that that's just going to become an amazing memory. And then, you know, parts of me are happy to go back to society and know that every night I'll be able to sleep warm and dry if I want to, especially after just in the Bob Marshall Wilderness, I got snowed and rained on, and there's just freezing days, and it was a really hard section just to deal with weather-wise, and, you know, there was no out. There was just, you know, deal with it and keep going, and it'll be nice to know that I'll actually have a warm place to sleep every night. And, of course, I miss my husband and my bunnies and my family and my friends. And it'll be good to see them and, you know, kind of feel that old-fashioned kind of love again. And then I have so much going through my head. It's hard to think of how to say it out loud. But a friend of mine, Lacey, was the inspiration for me to hike the Appalachian Trail. She told me about it. She thru-hiked in 2009, and she just talked about it with such a passion and a happiness, and it stuck with me. And then she passed away not long after I met her, and I've always just felt like on these hikes that she's my inspiration, that I bring her spirit with me. And I felt it so strong on the AT, and then it was kind of amazing to do the PCT and know that I could bring her with me in an experience that, you know, she never got to obviously do herself. And then now I think of it as taking her along with me as I triple crown. And it makes me, you know, happy to know that I can do that, but also, you know, terribly sad because I just wish I could call her and tell her what I've done. But, you know, that's the way life is sometimes. And it's okay. But I'm just really ready to be done and also ready to never be done. Part of me never wants to stop. And I don't think I can. I think at this point, through hiking, being outdoors, camping, any iteration of it, cycling, is all now just in my blood. There's no way I can stop, and I just know in my bones that I won't stop, that I'll keep going and doing more, because it's just where I'm happiest in the world. Okay, well, I'm gonna try to get some sleep now, and I will check back in tomorrow from the Canadian border. Hear that sound? Sound of victory! Sound of Canada! Hell yes! Rabbit here. I'm at Terminus, and I feel fucking amazing.
I don't even feel like crying, which is weird. This will be my first terminus where I didn't bawl my eyes out. I think I'm just too happy. And we're also just on a road, which is pretty CDT-ish. Top notch. You wanna say hi? How you feeling?
What's cracking, everybody? Yeah. There's a line in the woods and we're standing on it. I'm done. That's all.
Alright. Alright, this is Rabbit. I don't know what else to say besides this is amazing. I can see Canada, I can see US, and I'm very, very happy.
In last week's episode, we got our first update from Jeffrey Legend Garmeyer, who's in the midst of a near 7,000-mile trek on the Great Western Loop. If you haven't listened to that episode, you should. Here's his second update.
Do I like pushing my body to the limit? Yes. Yes, I think I do, because I have to say that I don't know, it's something weird. Probably messed up mentally, but it's pretty nice to get a little leg burn, little sunburn, little knee burn, just to feel the burn. I think I like seeing what my body can do, seeing how many days it can go, what it can do, what it can get through, kind of things I need to look out for and stuff, but I haven't really found the limit yet. I did, as part of the CDT last month, I took an alternate and weaved in Nolan's 14, which is 14,000 foot peaks in 100 miles, and it's like 45,000 feet of elevation gain. And to be official, you need to do it in like 60 hours, and it's kind of an ultra runner's challenge. But since I'm at least, I'd say 77% crazy, I decided to give it a go with all my gear that I'm taking on this Great Western Loop. So, with my 20 plus pound pack loaded up with caffeine, I slept 2.5 hours over 2.5 days and finished the whole route in 59 hours and 30 minutes. It's pretty insane. I got to the end. I actually ran the last 6 miles just to make sure I could finish in time. I got to the end, I sat down, and I couldn't get up. My legs locked up. So that was crazy. Only got them going again by going into Salida and drinking some beer to oil them up a little bit. But I just like picking things that are kind of insane, giving them a try, seeing if my body can handle it. So far, it's been able to make it through it all. Who knows where the line is, but I keep searching for it. It's a pretty fun way to push yourself to the limit and see if you're miserable or if you enjoy it. What kind of terrain am I currently hiking on? Very dry, lots of canyons. I went a couple days ago 17 miles on 3/4 of a liter of water. There's a lot of cottonmouth, not great. My peak had glow in the dark at that point. That was probably dehydration. Either that or I'm a mutant. I don't treat my water very good. Well, I do treat it with respect, but other than that, not great. On this trail, there's a lot of pokey things and cacti. Currently in my socks, I probably have between 50 and 7,000 thorns. It's not that comfortable. Prior to this stretch, you're probably, man, it's like 85 degrees out here. Prior to this, I had 18 days of either rain or snow in a row. So that was not awesome. Not perfect, but that was on the northern New Mexico CDT portion, kind of curtailed into turning off that onto the Grand Enchantment Trail into the Gila. And some of the stuff I've seen out here in the last couple hours, I've seen a bobcat and three skunks. I did see the butthole of all three skunks, which that's not a position you want to see a skunk in. I was slightly frightened, more so than if I'd seen a bear for sure. Not sure I could deal with that kind of cologne for a day or two, but I guess you don't know until you try. Lots of weird spiders down here, lots of cows, lots of cacti. It's like a cacti wonderland in this current area. I've navigated quite a few canyons, which are kind of tough. This morning I walked back and forth for like an hour trying to figure out how to get through and out of this canyon, and I finally had to backtrack and scramble up above it and weave through it. But this is an amazing trail. It's kind of hard to follow, rugged. I've had to bring out my orienteering skills a little bit out here, but it's a fun experience. It's tough to do a ton of miles though. It's really rugged, rocky, but I haven't seen any other hikers out here. I did see a rancher the other day, and he warned me that there were bears out here, which it's pretty funny because I think like half the nights of my life over the last 2 years, I've spent in a tent where there are bears. So I wouldn't say that that's a huge detractor for me, but it was nice of him to warn me. My tip of the week, brought to you by Trojan, is always use protection against the pitfalls on the trail. Maybe you don't have the iron stomach of mine that burns Giardia as fuel, so you take really good care to treat your water better than I do. Or maybe you don't like a single person tent because you feel claustrophobic, or you want all your gear next to you, or even it's a small barrier against the wilderness. So you go with a two-person tent instead of a one-person tent. Maybe you've been running your whole life and you're used to a certain type of shoe. Just wear that shoe. It doesn't matter what the other hikers use. I mean, I wear a very probably different shoe than everyone else does because I just wear the same things I trail run in. Maybe it's carrying an extra layer because you get cold, a warmer sleeping bag or something. So always use protection, PSA.
And that concludes today's show. Although this is the last update from the trail from our hikers, it's not the last time we'll be hearing from them, as there's still one more episode to go. This is where our hikers will check in a few weeks removed from their hikes, updating us on the current state of their lives. We will also unveil the details of how the 2019 class of Thru Hikers can apply for the upcoming season of our Trail Correspondents podcast. We've already seen a lot of interest in this. It's shaping up to be another great year already. You can support the show through our Patreon page at patreon.com/backpackerradio. You can also leave us a review on iTunes and or tell a friend who you think might be into this podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Backpacker Radio, on Twitter at Backpacker Pod, and on Facebook at facebook.com/backpackerradio. You can see pictures of my dog at Zier Davis on Instagram and Twitter. You can also email us directly, podcast@thetrek.co. Today's show was edited by Pauly Boy Shalcross of Old Man Murph's Coffee Roasters. Snag yourself some delicious coffee at oldmanmurphs.coffee. I drink this stuff myself, I'm telling you, it's very good. Okay, that's all she wrote. Thanks for listening, and happy hiking.